If you've ever run on a treadmill to music, you will notice that as you switch on the music, after a few moments, your pace starts to reflect the beat of the music. Our heart that beats in our chest beats rhythmically all day and all night. The seasons appear and disappear with the same rhythm every year, decade after decade, millennia after millennia. One of the great gurus of business scale, Vern Harnish, noted that businesses that are rhythmic are businesses that are healthy, are businesses that can scale. While running on the treadmill, one might become distracted by something or somebody that enters the room and lose one's rhythm. But very soon, you are back to the same rhythm you were before the disturbance. Meditation 45 reads like this. I sit quietly and listen for my own rhythm. The beat is what controls the pace of my actions. I may miss a beat, but the rhythm is always there. I repeat, I sit quietly and listen for my own rhythm. The beat is what controls the pace of my actions. I may miss a beat, but the rhythm is always there. Meditation 45's first sentence, I sit quietly and listen for my own rhythm, reflects the requirement for us to understand our own rhythm, to hear our own rhythm. My rhythm is different to your rhythm. My rhythm is unique to me. It is only when you become highly conscious of your own rhythm that you can control that rhythm, that you can adapt that rhythm, that you can improve that rhythm. Just like your feet pounding on the treadmill or the streets to the beat of the music in your ears, your actions beat to the sound of your own internal rhythm. And like every person on the entrepreneurial path, from time to time, we may lose our step, we may lose our rhythm. But being conscious of our own rhythm allows us to slowly get back into step with our own personal rhythm. Meditation 45 is about action. It is about a pace of action. It is about a habit of action. The most inexpensive tool to help you succeed is rhythm. Becoming conscious of your rhythm, controlling your rhythm, and building your daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual rhythms. All that it requires is effort, deliberate intention, and action to create your own rhythm. This will manifest in daily habits, weekly meetings, quarterly events, and annual breakaways. You simply build your own rhythm that is congruent with your own needs. The alternative is to live an arrhythmic, ad hoc business existence. Nothing is predictable, even to yourself. The result of this arrhythmia is a business where your employees do not know what to expect, do not know when to communicate, do not know when to report, do not know when to complete things by. Unpredictable and hard to work for, even if it's your own business. Listen for your rhythm. Execute action in accordance with that rhythm, and you give your business a higher chance of success.